Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program every Sunday at 7:05, and then around the world, WHLC.com. A lot of listeners in Florida are listening, Sarasota, Pensacola, everywhere. Thank you, Mayor, for coming on in there. Are we still clearing up? I mean, a foot of snow, and where do you put it piled up on Main Street?
I know that people wanted those roads cleared as quickly as possible. I was worried before this storm. I wrote about it in my column this week. The forecast was for as much as 16 or 18 inches of snow, and that gets very close to the levels we experienced in the blizzard of 1993. Fortunately, we only had a foot of snow, and it was beautiful. I know it was a wonderland, as the newspaper said, but it was also a real problem. When you get into 12 inches, you've got a lot of weight that you're dealing with. Going into next week, as our crews rejuvenate, then we will start attacking the issue of how do we reduce those snow mounds so parking can be freed up and so forth. But it'll take us some time. In my report at the board meeting on Thursday night, I've asked the Public Works Committee. We have a policy about how we approach clearing roads. First, we make sure that all the town streets. Some people were complaining that in some of the residential areas we just cleared one lane. But the policy has been to clear those town roads first, assist the state DOT on the major state roads that connect the town roads. Then after all of that, go into the private residential areas and clear those roads. Some of those are really problematic because they're on steep grades and they're very narrow. And I understand their concern, but that's been our policy. I'm asking that our Public Works work with the Public Works Committee and see how we can come up with maybe some new strategies to improve our snow removal response. The second thing, we need to look at alternative ways of reporting outages of power or any utility issue after hours. There are some other alternatives about how we could have a call system, a center, that would be around the clock, off hours. It would take the calls and then send out the dispatch messages to our crews. We will have to pay for that. And I think it's time that we look at that in the budget and come up with a new alternative to just relying on the 911 emergency system.
Back to the town board meeting, we took care of some business. We elected Buzz Dotson as the mayor pro tem. But then you talked about we lost a cruiser, a tree fell on the police cruiser. Thank goodness the officer was okay, but that's the true. Cruiser was trashed.
That came up in our mid-year budget amendments. And one of our officers, we have that take home the vehicle policy. They were coming to work. A tree fell and hit that car while it was moving. The good news was that the officer was not injured. A police cruiser is not an inexpensive vehicle. We'll get some insurance money to replace the vehicle. And then also, a police cruiser has thousands upon thousands of dollars of high-tech radio, computer networking system, and so forth. We were able to salvage most of that equipment from that total police cruiser, so that helped manage the expense, too.
Okay, we got some rescue plan money. That means we made a budget amendment on the ordinance, $312,000, and then we just have some special things to do, some house cleaning.
We've taken that money. It will be used to replace the aging water line on Moorwood Road. That project will be getting underway very soon. As I've said before, Stillwell Enterprises, they're the contractor. Their problem has been they could not find enough 6-inch ductile line pipe and other pieces of supply and material. One other thing that our town manager informed the board about was that we have been anticipating that there'll be more federal and state money for infrastructure as a part of this whole American Rescue Plan. We spent money to get preliminary engineering drawings on some very critical projects. For example, the replacement of the water clarifier tank. It's been there since 1965. It's a $3 million project. We have an aging water system and tank on Dog Mountain that has to be replaced. We've been working with Withers Ravenel Engineering Consulting Firm on identifying potential grants through the state to get these projects funded, then that we've already got our drawings done and we're ready to go. I've also contacted our state representatives, encouraging them if they can help us in any way to secure these grants, please do so.
How are we doing with the auditor responses and tracking down those nails and, you know, little screws and nuts and bolts there? We're dotting our I's and crossing our T's.
Rebecca Shuler, our finance director, had to bring two responses of the audit. One, and let me deal with this one first, was the way we transfer our funds from our electric utility enterprise fund to other projects within the town. We've been doing that for years. The auditors this year said, well, the North Carolina Electric Cooperative Association does it this way, and you're not doing it that way, and that's a good practice. Our response in our letter was, we're not a member of that organization, and we follow the guidelines of the state and feel like this is allowed for us to make these transfers from the electric fund to other areas. The other response was about inventory. And it's kind of interesting. The auditors, we'd never been required to do an inventory audit. But about 3 or 4 years ago, they said, oh, you have to do inventory, which we're doing. They have a lot of nuts and bolts. And we've had a system where we did a count once a year. The auditors feel like that's insufficient. So now we will be going to a count system twice a year. And if that doesn't reflect a better count and inventory, then we'll even break it down to a shorter period of time.
You had a request. Someone on Maple Street said, I'd like to put a fence up around my property because people are coming on my property.
The owner of the house has been having problems with people who are in the downtown area walking over a little chain that he has in his driveway, and they walk around his house. They go look in his windows. I guess they're gawking, walking into the man's carport and garage. That's just more than anyone should have to subject themselves to. So we had a discussion. We looked at the proposal. He wants to put up a fence and gates around his property, and it will be an encroachment. We approve that with certain conditions. It will still allow us to access utility poles. And I hope that problem is solved.
COVID testing. I would think at the community center, we had to postpone that because of the snow and the icing on the parking lots. What are people saying about the testing?
There were just a lot of issues we were dealing with. So we weren't able to clear that parking lot to where there'd be no ice. On Friday, it reopened because we had the parking lot in great shape and people come in and get testing. We couldn't do testing on Wednesday. Some people think that the town is running the testing program. We are not. We are trying to cooperate with the state by cooperation. We provide the community center on those days for the testing. We also go in after the testing and sanitize the building because we have other events going on during the week. As to operating the testing and how it's done and how they process folks and pre-register folks, the town is really not involved in that, nor I don't think we should be. That's the job of the experienced medical professionals that really know how to handle those kind of issues. So I'm glad that the test is available again for folks, and I hope that we don't have any more winter weather that will prevent people who need to be tested from being tested.
Yeah, and recording this on Friday, just expecting maybe a half an inch, if at most an inch over the weekend. And once again, don't call 911 if you lose power, and crews will be continuing plowing the roads.
That's true. And there is a non-emergency number, 526-4131. We will be monitoring the system. I'm not worried about a half inch of snow. If it becomes a half inch of ice, then we really get worried. We've got our fingers crossed that this will be a non-event and blow right through the town and everybody will be continuing to have power.